This is Red FM's News Extra, Cork's brand new daily news podcast.
It's Tuesday. Good afternoon. I'm Lana O'Connor with Red FM's News Podcast. The Taoiseach says it's shocking that people's lives have been disrupted so much by the HSE hackers. He's admitted there's every possibility people's private medical information will end up online, but says they won't be paying the ransom. The government says the best brains in the business are working on the hack, which is causing massive problems in the health sector. Speaking on his way into Cabinet this morning, Micheál Martin says everything is being done to fix the problem.
It's shocking that people's lives have been disrupted to this degree by these criminals. That's the first point. And secondly, we're going to do everything we possibly can to restore services for people in this situation, particularly the most urgent services that people require. And work is up. The HSE have been flat out since the weekend, working first of all to respond to the threat, but also to rebuild and get services back.
UCC's idea to sell limited edition pieces of flooring from the former on-campus bar have taken off. JP Quinn from the UCC Visitor Centre launched the idea on Twitter yesterday, outlining how fragments of the flooring from the former old bar would be on sale from next month. The framed piece of flooring, which he described as a nice bit of history for alumni who remember the bar when it was open, has proven to be extremely popular. The old bar operated for more than 30 years before its closure, and its renovation now includes sensory and respite rooms and eating spaces, as well as an open, calm space for students. Speaking to Cork's Red FM this morning, JP Quinn says the first batch sold out within minutes, as people from far and wide all want a piece of the old bar.
You know, the funny thing is, I was doing some research about this NFT stuff. Someone said to me, you realise you were actually after devising an NFT for UCC? And I said, yeah, it's a nostalgic, fun times. So I have the pieces. The first two batches are gone, unfortunately, and the first batch to be sent out in the start of June, and the second batch by the end of June. But I will be advertising via Twitter and by our channels batch three from the end of June.
Catch up on Cork with our new daily news podcast, Red FM News Extra.
I'm Rory in sport, and Manchester United boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is calling on their fans to be sensible on the return of supporters to matches. Up to 10,000 fans will be in attendance at Old Trafford this evening as they host Fulham after recent fan protests against club owners the Glazers. Solskjaer is hoping those at the ground tonight will be a positive force for the players on the pitch.
It's never nice to see a club that is not United, fans and the team, and so of course we're hoping that Tuesday is going to be a positive day, that we move together, that we play a good game of football, because that's my job, to prepare the team to play well, and that they'll enjoy the day, because that's important now, that we get back and enjoy being together.
Elsewhere, Southampton entertain Leeds while champions Manchester City are away to Brighton. Leicester will secure a top four spot if they repeat Saturday's FA Cup final and beat Chelsea. Kickoff in London is at 8:15. And it's believed that Harry Kane has told Tottenham he wants to leave the club at the end of the season. The England captain turns 28 this summer and is yet to win a trophy. As thought chairman Daniel Levy has set the price at £150 million.
The five biggest stories in Cork today. This is Red FM's News Extra.
Be very careful if you're buying stuff on your phone, on your laptop, your PC, and you think you're safe because the bank sends you a text to verify the transaction. Scammers are now doing that as well. So you thought your last line of defense was the text from the bank saying, this is the code you need to put in. You know, the one, that text you get to verify the transaction from the bank? It may not be coming from the bank. To the phone lines we go. Anne, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Okay, and you were making a transaction online for in and around between 300 and 400 euros. So pick up the story at that point.
Okay, that's not actually quite what happened.
Okay.
The screenshot that I sent to had previous texts from the bank. They were legitimate previous texts from the bank for previous transactions.
Yeah. So the 360 was an early one, which was legit.
Yes.
And of course,
yes,
when you got when the scam one came in, it was beneath the legit ones in your texts.
Exactly. It was on the same text thread. So naturally enough, I assumed it was legit as well. So I got a text on Sunday evening from... Can I name the bank?
Is that absolutely. Yeah, not a bother, because people need to know.
Yes, exactly. So I got a text from AIB on the same thread that I'd been getting legitimate texts from them all the time, saying that unauthorized activity had taken place on my Visa card. And, you know, that I could either authorize it or cancel it on this link. So I clicked the link, and the link gave a little bit more detail saying, we have cancelled your card for the moment, and you can rectify that by clicking or inputting your details here. So it looked for the entire details, like my login for my internet banking.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, clearly this is not real. These are criminals. How did the text from the criminals going on about an unauthorized transaction end up in the same text boxes as legitimate ones?
I don't know, you know, and that's quite scary, because only because I'm naturally suspicious of online activity did I stop. You know, I'm very, when I clicked it and it said it wanted all the details, I thought, if that was real, surely it would either tell me to get onto my online banking, log into my online banking, or it wouldn't ask me to log in here.
So it did ask you, you can authorize or cancel this request at aib-onlineauthent.com. Did you click that?
I clicked that. Were, and that then told me that they had cancelled my card for the moment, or not, I don't know the exact wording, I can't remember. But
what did they ask you for? What did they ask you for?
They asked me for my online registration and the entire 5 digits for my pass or whatever they call it.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So that would have been your account cleaned out if you gave that.
Yeah. But for me, that's not the scariest part, right? The scariest part for me was I then phoned AIB. Because, as I said, I'm naturally suspicious, so I'll be careful anyway.
Yeah.
But so many people wouldn't. So yeah. Many people would have done that.
Given the PIN number?
So legitimate. So many people would have followed the bank's instructions or thought they were following the bank's instructions.
Because it appeared in the same text thread as legitimate previous AIB messages.
Exactly.
Get the Red FM News Extra podcast wherever you get your podcast or on redextra.ie.